Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My name is Sid Roth, and I'm with Charles Endefon from Nigeria. Now, I had the opportunity of meeting Charles in person before this television show, and as a result of the time we spent together, I am telling you, there will be more manifestations of miracles than have ever happened in the history of this telecast, and that's saying a lot. One of the things, Charles, that I noticed is that there is a presence of a healing anointing like a river that is all around you. It's almost as if you do not have to put your hand on someone for them to be healed. By just being in your presence, is this what occurs?
Oh, we found out it's quite amazing. A lot of the meetings we had around different parts of the world, that seemed to be the case. We were in Iceland. I just walked into the auditorium and people started getting healed. It's the presence of Jesus. Wherever we go, we discover his presence changes the lives of people.
Okay, something happened to you in 1987, which you guys from Nigeria, you have such wonderful childlike faith. And that's actually, that's one of the requirements. The Messiah said we must be like a little child,
yes,
to even enter the kingdom of heaven. But something happened to you very highly unusual in 1987. Tell me about that.
Yeah, what actually happened was I was very hungry. I was studying mechanical engineering as a student. I was very curious. I wanted the real thing. I didn't want anything that's not real. And what I said was, I read the scriptures that says, if anyone loves me, my Father and I will come and manifest ourselves to him. And when I read that, I said, Jesus, I love you. Show yourself to me. And I, for a whole week, I'd been reading, going through the Word of God, mm-hmm, and reading it, and it was amazing. I discovered he was alive.
Now, what do you mean you discovered he was alive? You were a born-again believer. How could you have been born-again believer and then all of a sudden say, I discovered he was alive? I'm not understanding.
This is what happens. There's one thing about reading about a person and getting to meet the person. Now, Paul made a statement and said, he appeared to many people, and he appeared to me many years after he had been risen from the dead.
Yes.
And it seemed too far-fetched, Paul said. It seemed it was almost impossible for that to happen, but he appeared to me too. And I can say the same thing. I said, Jesus, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And we were there.
Question, did you really expect him to?
I did.
You did? Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
I expected him to because I knew he couldn't fail. He couldn't break what he had said. His word is true.
Okay.
So what happened was, we're in the campus center. We were being commissioned to go to the world.
Excuse me. You know, people are being healed right now as we're talking.
I know.
Do you know that there are people, what I heard is someone with a pain in their neck. I don't know if it was whiplash or what. All that pain is gone. But I want to hear what happened to you in 1987.
It's amazing. In fact, when we started speaking, we started this program today, I realized so many miracles were already taking place. There is somebody with a brain tumor that's just been healed. Hmm. Watching this, I saw another person blind and with the left eye, you know, wearing a red shirt, just instantly healed. The eyes just opened up. It's marvelous what's already taking place. It's marvelous. So back to what happened was, I was very, very hungry for his presence. And because the scripture had said that anyone who believes in me, you know, what I do, they will do also. And if you love me, my Father will manifest himself to you. And so what happened was, we're in the campus center, the hands being laid on us, commissioning us to go to the world. It was a normal day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I wasn't expecting it was going to be that day. It was just
right.
Every normal day.
Sure.
We had students there, and the gentleman laid hands on me and went to the next person. When he did that, Jesus appeared to me just as you are sitting here. Hmm. I was not sleeping. I was not dreaming. It's amazing how he can appear to you and people don't see him. It's amazing, like Paul said, he talked about his experience. He said he could appear to him. In fact, there are people that might be watching this that will be experiencing the same thing. Jesus showing up, appearing to them, showing himself that he's alive. You see, it says that he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. He showed himself after his passion. And the same thing happened. So he showed himself alive to me just as you there. First thought that came to my mind was, it's either I'm dead, I felt so unclean. I said, oh, Lord, what's going on? What's going on? I said, oh, whatever I've done, I really am sorry. I repent of everything over and over again. I could not contain his presence. It was amazing. But what I realized was he looked right through me and never condemned me. His eyes were so full of love.
What you witnessed was what the Bible talks about as perfect love.
Exactly.
Unconditional, pure.
Somebody calls it liquid love. You can feel it. Exactly what happened to me. He never condemned me. He just looked at me, and all he said was, announce the good news, preach the gospel. As I was with those in the past, so will I be with you. If the people can believe the message you give them, no sickness, no disease will be able to stand against you.
Let's look at a man that for 10 years was confined to a wheelchair in Zimbabwe. What happened when he was in the presence of Charles?
Get up and walk. Get up and walk. 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 Walk.
It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Charles Endefine, and I am so intrigued with this encounter you had with Jesus in 1987. Tell me what you saw when you looked in his eyes.
Well, what I saw was absolutely amazing to know that he doesn't condemn anybody. I was very surprised at what happened when he looked at me, and when he said to me, preach the gospel, don't argue it, announce the good news of what I've done. And as I was with those in the past, so will I be with you. If the people will believe the good news you tell them of what I've done for them, nothing would be able to stand against you. And then he said again, preach the gospel.
Now, when he walked, did he walk into you?
That's
or
the next
through
thing that
you?
Happened.
What happened?
What happened was, at that moment, all the thoughts that was going through my mind is either I'm in heaven, I'm dead, or something. You know, I couldn't, everything paled where I was. I didn't see any other person that was in that auditorium. I didn't see anything else. I just saw Jesus. There was just the glory that was around him. Everything faded in that in his presence. And then he did something unusual, just walked right into me. And I felt like a dead man. I was there for hours. I wasn't aware I'd been there. When I got up, I realized I've been drenched in my own tears. What was happening when he came, I felt like my whole body was about to explode. It's like having something cooked in a microwave, feeling it's about to explode. That's how I felt. I thought, I'm dying. And it was just pieces came over me as I was on the ground there. That encounter changed. When I got up, I knew that the Jesus I proclaimed was not dead. He was indeed alive. Shortly after that, I went to doing ministry, I saw a remarkable change. There was a boldness and a clarity of what I was saying. I knew the one I proclaimed was indeed alive. The proof was the miracles.
Now, when you operate many times with what is known as words of knowledge, you know things like you did in the last segment. You know things about people. But I want to find out what happened when you went into a hospital in the dying ward. I mean, a place, it's the last stop before they die. What happened?
It was interesting. What happened was we went over there, and we do this every Sunday. We go after service and minister to the people. But when I walked in there, this was the male medical ward. And it says terminal. That's where the terminal people were left. The patients were left to die. Normally in Nigeria, you have 20 people in a long room, 10 on one side. You have a nursing station in the front, and you come in there and say what patient you want to see. So knowing that we came from the campus, it was interesting what happened. I walked in to the middle. There was a young man there, basically dying. He'd been there for months. And all I said to him, I said, I come from God with good news. God sent me to you. Would you like to go home today? How would you like to be healed? That is the message he's been waiting for. The world is hurting. They want good news of what Jesus has done.
Was anyone listening to you besides that person?
No, it was just a normal conversation, just like somebody visiting him.
All right.
So now this is the interesting thing that happened. When I spoke to him, I said, I come from God with good news. And I talked to him 3 minutes later. I said, listen, would you like to be well? He said, yes. And he prayed a simple prayer, received life, received Jesus into his heart. This is what happened. I just held him by his hand. I said, get up and walk. Instantly, every trace of his condition left him. When he got up, then everyone else, the attention was
obviously.
I mean, it just changed everything in that place. And this is what happened. This young man began to scream. And then the next person said to him, help me too, help me too, please help me. I turned around and said, would you like to be healed also? He said, yes. I touched him. I said, get up in the name of Jesus. The moment I touched him, life came to his body, and instantly he was healed. There was a young man for 3 months, had not been able to eat. He'd been on IV for such a long time, and basically they were waiting for him to just waste away and die. Mm-hmm. And when I touched him, I said, get up in the name of Jesus. Instantly, he said he felt something go through his whole body, and then when he stood up, he had not eaten for 3 months, he asked for a bowl of rice. He called his mother, said, Mama, get me something to eat. He ate 3 bowls of rice. There was another man across the aisle. As those people were getting healed, there was such excitement in the place. The people were doing calisthenics. They were checking themselves, doing all kinds of things. It was so exciting. Now, there was another gentleman. He was in some contraptions. Some young men had attacked him with some clubs, robbed him, beat his head in, and this is what happened to him. He was in these contraptions, and I could hear him faintly calling out, please help me, please help me. He was paralyzed. And he said to me, the moment I grabbed him, I said, do you want to be healed? And he said, yes. And instead of lifting him up, he felt something left his body and stayed on the bed while he got up, and that thing left instantly. The spirit left his body, that the spirit that held him in paralysis left his body, and instantly he was free. He took the rest of the contraption up and started running. That place went crazy. Every one of those people were instantly healed.
How many people?
20 of them in less than half an hour.
Did you hear that? This is the dying ward. Everyone, 20 were instantly healed. What happens when Charles walks into one of the worst prisons in the world? Don't go away. And I'm going to have him start praying in this next segment. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Charles Indefon. And Charles, before we get to that amazing thing that happened in a prison in Mongolia, I think it's outrageously amazing. God's been speaking to you about what's happening right now.
Well, there are people being healed right now. There's marvelous things taking place. There is somebody that had a stroke, a paralysis. Your right side is paralyzed. You had a stroke on the left side of your brain. Instantly, you're feeling a warmth going through your body. God is healing you right now. There is another person that has what they call acid reflux. It's being healed right now. Another person with Crohn's is being healed. You know, your intestine, and God is just healing you completely. You go back and eat something and see what God is doing. There is somebody, I see, you've had paralysis. It's been caused by connective tissue disease. God is healing you right now. I want you to get up from that wheelchair you've been in, and your body will be completely recovered right now. There's also a man, I see you have what almost like a brain shunt. God is healing that person right now. Somebody with scoliosis is being healed right now. Straighten up your back, you find out that lump in your back has just disappeared. Wonderful things are taking place.
Charles, what you have to understand also is if he did not mention your situation, I know this. I know that there is a flow, a river, if you will, of healing. coming out of your television set or your computer or however you're looking at this right now. And it's so good to be in God's presence. It's so refreshing. You see, wherever this river goes, there is life. Mongolia, what happened?
It was amazing. We went to, we had the miracle campaign in the stadium during the day. And this particular day, we took a break. And I was told we should go to the maximum security prison in Mongolia. And we were told that's where the hardcore people are, and they had gangs within the place. And when we went in there, we kind of dressed down. We kind of noticed that we're kind of snickering and like, who are you? What are you coming here to do? And I thought, well, bring the big gun. I told him, I said, I want you to bring five people here. If Jesus does not heal them, then don't listen to us. We are false prophets. You can just do your own activities. I said, bring them here. If God does not heal them, we are false prophets. You know, there are people in the gang, the new people in the prison. Mm-hmm. So they kind of brought
the toughest cases
and put them in there.
Now, what if God didn't come through?
Oh, God always comes through. You know, through. It's always the case.
Always.
Always the case. He never fails.
Some countries in Africa, if you do that and God doesn't come through, you'll be a dead man. I know that.
But you know, say the Bible declares that those that know their God will be strong and do mighty exploits. You know, I believe what God says in His Word. It cannot change.
So what happened to these inmates?
So they brought a man totally deaf, and they kind of pushed him to the front. It was kind of interesting. I said, okay, they brought another one paralyzed on one side. They brought another one, you know, he was partially blind. And they brought another one, he had some internal things that caused some condition on the outside. And I just said, no, one after another, I just said to them, I said, this is the message I bring to you, that what I say is the truth, and we can prove it. That Jesus is alive today. If He is not alive, He could not do these miracles. The proof is in the miracles He does. Without the miracles, don't believe us. And so the people were listening to us, the first man. Now I just touched his ears. I said, come out of him. Instantly, the hearing opened. And you could see the attention of the people in the prison. It got the attention immediately. And then the second person that was paralyzed, I just pointed at him and said, stand up. He just stood up. As if he wasn't paralyzed. I mean, there was no thunder and lightning. It was just the power of God came upon them, and they were healed. Then the next one, then the next one, then the next one. By the time we got to the fifth one, you would have seen the atmosphere change. You couldn't tell which gang was what. They all rushed to the front. And I said, how many of you want this Jesus that just healed those people? All the hands were up. They were so amazed at the miracles. And shortly after that, we gave them Bibles. It was amazing to see the miracles. And I told them, I said, this is the proof that what we have to say is the truth. I didn't come here to give you another religion. I came with life for Mongolia. This is what people need. God's life coming to Mongolians.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You were a young man in Nigeria.
Yes.
And you heard a man that has probably seen more miracles and
amazing.
Led more people to the Lord, yes. T.L. Osborne.
That's right.
And T.L. Osborne came to bring the miracle anointing to your country.
That's right.
But God spoke to you when He was speaking about what you were supposed to do. What did He tell you?
It was a conference we attended with 10,000 people there. I was just one of the people in the crowd. And He made a statement. Dr. T.L. Osborne made a statement while he was there. He said, God has sent me to Nigeria and to Africa to show you that the gospel really works. At that moment, the Holy Spirit spoke to me very clearly. He said, go to America and show them the gospel works. Because I realized later on that people always say it only works in Africa or it works in Asia, but not in America. And I say, Lord, but they have all the great preachers from America. And the Lord said to me, they haven't seen one like you. He said, you go. When I came here, I thought they were going to roll out a red carpet for me. Oh, here comes God's man from
Especially Africa. Especially God sending you.
No one even knew I existed. But this is what happened when I came. Out on the street, the miracles began to happen. The word got around this little town in Pennsylvania. Immediately, people began to come. So this is a guy from Africa. He just spoke to a crippled man and he can walk. The word got around. That's how it began when I came here. And the proof was the miracles. When they saw the miracles, just like the Bible says, they followed him because they saw the miracles which he did on those that were sick. And it has never changed.
Charles, the presence of God is so strong right now. It's a power. It's not your normal healing anointing at this moment. It's a power. Will you pray for people right now?
I will. I want those that are sick, it doesn't matter what the sickness is, I want you to know that the Bible says that He healed them all. No matter the sickness, no matter the disease, it doesn't matter who you are. If you can only believe, all things are possible right now. I want you to know that God wants you free. Only Satan wants you sick. While I'm speaking to you, whatever condition it is, I want you take your eyes off that condition and look to Jesus, the one who heals. And when you do that, I want you to touch that area of your body where you have the most pain or symptom. Just place your hand there and then stretch your hands towards me, towards the television right now. As I'm speaking, that sickness will leave your body right now. I rebuke every sickness, every disease, every blood condition, every cancer, every tumor. Blind spirit, I command you now, loose them in Jesus' name. I come against every weakness in the legs, back pain, whatever it is. Now, go in the name of Jesus. Deaf spirit, you come out of them now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that condition of HIV. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Every other sickness, I speak life to their bodies. You spirit of infirmity, in the name of Jesus, loose the people and let them go in Jesus' name. And I want to encourage you, whatever you cannot do, I want you to do it immediately. If you are blind, open your eyes and see what God has done. If you're deaf, let somebody speak to you, or you can have somebody test your hearing right now. If you're crippled, get off that wheelchair, get off that bed that you've been in, arise and walk in the name of Jesus. Whatever the condition is, if you cannot move your legs right now. God is healing you. If you have tumors and cancer, I want you to check that part of your body again and see what God is doing. There's power coming to you right now. That cancer and that tumor is destroyed from its very roots. That spirit of cancer can't stay in your body from today. Don't expect it to come back soon. You go back to your doctor and get a good report and let us know what God is doing. Miracles are taking place everywhere right now. There are people being healed. I see so many people being healed of AIDS right now. You're feeling like a heat is going through your body. There are people right now, tumors are disappearing. People that are blind that are seeing right now. People that have pain in their knees just being healed. Missing parts. I see somebody missing cartilage is having a new one right now. There's somebody with a kidney condition is being healed right now. You're on dialysis and you can see lumps in your hands from the dialysis. Right now, the kidney is beginning to function again. In about half an hour, you'll be using the bathroom to prove to you that God has healed you. And I see somebody also, you had dialysis, you're on dialysis. The lumps you had are disappearing right now.
And let me tell you something. I can tell the difference in the anointing. This is power. It's raw power. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.